that ought to be in place, like spending. Joining us to talk about the effects of all of this in the economy is Bill Roller of BR Capital, a great local company here. Bill, good morning. How are you, man?
Good morning. Good morning, Jeff. Having a great day, but as always, concerned about the economic data that's been coming out.
Yeah, it wasn't good. Apparently, the expectation was for 177,000 private sector jobs this month or last month in May, and we only gained 38,000. That's not good data, is it?
No. Remember, we need to come up with basically 5 million jobs just to stay even, given the increase in population. So anything that really these days that doesn't exceed expectations, we're going backwards.
Well, all right. So is there enough economic indicators to indicate we're going back into a double-dip recession?
Yeah, I think we are. The Institute Supply Management also came up, and they came in a little light as well. And some of the other recent data, you can kind of see it in the trends in prices. Stock market's down, which is a leading indicator. So we're kind of stuck in this nether region of I don't think we're going to go down too hard, but we're going to be kind of negative growth and then few periods of positive growth and then back and forth as we kind of work through the excesses that are still in the economy.
Bill, is that kind of the classic definition of stagflation in an economy?
Stagflation implies low growth with high inflation, and we're definitely seeing that in this sort of back to the 70s economy that we're trending through.
I mean, the only reason I'm laughing here is because this is who was president and what policies were in place the last time this happened?
Well,
hello.
Well, it's as Yogi Berra said, deja vu all over again. So Jimmy Carter was president, and certainly many people have said that Barack Obama is the second Carter administration, the second term of Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, I mean, it's really disappointing, and I'm. Look, Bill, I'm not happy about this development. I mean, I don't want Obama to be reelected for political reasons, but and having a bad economy will cause him to be unelected, in my opinion. But it's not good for this nation to go back into a double dip recession that even is mild, because we need growth, we need businesses hiring people and expanding, and housing taking off again, and the market, which is in correction right now, growing and expanding. And how do we get ourselves out of this mess?
Well, I think it really calls for a fundamental realignment, really in kind of our relationship with government. Your earlier story about Portland, should we offer sex change operations to people, the employees of Portland? The deeper question is, should Portland even be defining the medical care for employees, or it's something that should be handled privately? There's a great market out there for auto insurance. We don't get auto insurance through our employers, and things work pretty well with that system. Why can't we take that same system and put it in terms of medical care?
So a fundamental realignment in the philosophy of government's interaction with us in our private lives.
Yeah, I don't see any other way around it. Some of the other things I think we need, you could argue we need to either lower or eliminate the minimum wage. Somebody as well thought of as Walter Williams has said that the last time that blacks in the United States had full employment was really, blacks had higher rates of employment before the minimum wage went in than whites did. Now they're being hit the hardest.
Yeah, I mean, it's again, it is a fundamental rethinking of government's interaction. Speaking of that, oil's back up around 103, the dollar's falling again. What does that mean for us, the average person listening to you talk today?
Well, it means we're going to be paying a little bit more at the pump. In some ways, higher oil prices are a good thing, at least up until $120 per barrel, because it's showing that demand is starting to take off in the economy for oil. And just in the same way that the Dow Transportation Index tends to be a leading indicator, oil prices up to a point are a leading indicator as well.
Yeah, they are.
but when
there's a headline today that the Federal Reserve is preparing for a third round, a QE3 quantitative, basically printing money and pumping it into the economy. First of all, is that a good thing from your perspective? And secondly, what's going to be the effect if they do it?
Well, more inflation. I don't think it's a good thing. You could argue that QE1 or the TARP program was helpful. Maybe you can make an argument. Yeah. Again, that's debatable. Perhaps it did save the financial system. But QE2, quantitative easing 2, definitely not. QE3, definitely not, because that's what's attacking our dollar. That's what's pushing it down. And so that's going to be reflected in higher inflation. And frankly, I mean, it's a good thing from a stock market perspective, because the market's money's not going to get used in the greater economy. Entrepreneurs are so kind of beaten up, they're not going to put it to work. So Goldman Sachs is going to be the one that's going to benefit from all that extra liquidity. But up to a point, you know, we don't want to see a high stock market and a broken down Main Street economy.
No, that would be a disaster. And it's just, again, it's the complete antithesis of what we traditionally have been able to accomplish as a nation, as a capitalist nation, which have, you know, boom and bust cycles, recessions. But it seems to me that government policy is driving this as much as anything. And it gets us to the debt limit debate. President, you know, wanted the clean vote. House voted it down. Half the Democrats voted it down yesterday. They're having this come to Jesus meeting at the White House now with the president and the Republicans trying to figure out what to do here. Bill, in your professional opinion, what would be the effect on the average investor, the average person that you do business with who's listening to this radio right now? What would be the effect if we did not raise the debt ceiling limit and government actually lived within its means?
Oh, I think you'd see a boom start to take off.
Why?
Because people would have. Well, the big problem over the last few years is it's so hard to game government. You know, we're a bunch of Lilliputians, you know, little midgets running around the giant. When the giant rolls over while it's asleep, whether it means to or not, you still get crushed. And so it's all the uncertainty in there. What government needs to do is set up a set of rules and stick with it for at least really 10 years. And if we don't raise the debt ceiling, I think there'll be beginning of an understanding that government finally understands what it can do well and what it can't do well.
And so there's a companion story here, Bill, as we finish up. The Institute for Supply Management said the index of national factory activity fell in May from April's reading of 60.4 to 53. Economists' expectations were for 57. Is this not another indicator that we are going into a double-dip recession?
Oh, absolutely. Anything above 50 is good. In fact, it still shows growth, but the trend is definitely worrisome. So next quarter, we could easily see it fall to 49 or 48, which means we're in manufacturing is contracting.
Quickly, how can people who are listening to us protect themselves and their investments from what could be the negative effects of inflation, pumping money, and a recession again?
Well, the most important thing I tell every client really is to have an out point on their investments, that they're going to set a point, whether it's a mutual fund, or a stock, or even a bond these days, where they are not going to let the value erode. Certainly, you saw back in 2000, again in 2008, people who had a buy and hold no matter what mentality were the ones that got killed, and the ones who had stops in and an exit point, they were the ones who survived to live another day.
Folks, if you want good political advice, listen to me. If you want really good financial advice, you need to listen to Bill. Bill, how can people get a hold of you at BR Capital?
Well, we're in Vancouver, but we do business all over the Portland metro area. And our 360 number is 360-735-1900, 800-562-7096. And we're on the web, brcapitalinc.com.
Bill, thanks for joining us. We'll talk with you next month. Keep up the great work, my friend. It's Bill Roller, folks. Check him out. It's BR Capital on the internet. Good advice. You need to be aware of it. Protect your investments. We'll be back.